taking your time to establish yourself in your chosen posture for the sitting practice. We can apply the mountain pose to the sitting in the sitting posture. So feeling very planted, feeling feet, legs, and rolling the shoulders up, back, and down, creating a bit of lift through the chest. One last time, shoulders up, back, and down, shoulder blades gently flat to the back, letting the shoulders drop, soften down through the fingertips. Feel the weight of your hands in your lap, your knees, however. And feeling that upward lift through the torso, and yet you're planted at your bottom, at your feet. You're rooted like the mountain. And aware of head and neck nicely balanced. Letting the eyes be soft, whether open or closed. And if you wish to have that sense of the big view, the perspective of the mountain over time and space, you can let your eyes be kind of neutral or slightly uplifted, ever so slight. When we look ever so slightly upwards, it tends to lift our mood. You can notice that. And so we're sitting in a way that is nicely grounded in the lower extremities, the bottom. It's balanced at the bottom, left, right, through the hands and arms. And there's a sense of strength and uplift through the torso. Maybe even a feeling of courage through the heart area. And with the head and neck nicely balanced, the eyes possibly looking outwards, even if they're closed, there may be a sense of perspective, even faith that things work out over time and space. And breathing into breath and body as a whole in this posture. And then as you're ready, letting that full breath subside into noticing breathing wherever it's easy, pleasant, anchoring in the present moment through breathing in your chosen spot. And doing so with your wonderful, compassionate, and wise aspirations for today. Keeping those alive, letting them guide you. resolving in your own way to be present with an open heart through breathing. Attention wanders, no worry, no problem. Gently resolve to just notice it, keep your seat, and come back to here through breathing. We're resting in the present moment through breathing. This is the place of peace, the present moment. This is peace. The mind wanders, we get lost in it. Whatever it is, we can notice, oh, this is not peace. Not peace. Take a few breaths, reestablish your posture. Ah, this is peace. This is peace. This body, this breath, this moment. this moment, this breath. This is peace. Wendell Berry reminds us, clear in the ancient faith, what we need is here. And we pray not for new earth or heaven, but to be quiet in heart and in eye, clear. What we need is here. And if it helps you to connect even more fully with the present moment, you might care to expand again around the breathing to feel breath and body as a whole. Opening to all of the different sensations as they show. All part of the whole. All part of this unfolding present moment. Or practice as you were, whatever you like. This present moment, this is rest. This is peace. Through this body, breathing. attention wanders, of course, we can note where it goes to. And we might note too, oh, this is not peace, not peace. Especially if we've been caught up in a proliferation of thoughts, worries and concerns, tension through the body. Ah, not peace, not peace. Reestablish our postures, connect with breathing. Feel into it, this moment through body breathing. And affirm, ah, this is peace, this is peace. We may feel troubled repeatedly by not restful, not peaceful experiences, caught in aversion, caught in wanting, a restless mind, heart, body. The not peace of sloth and torpor. Troubling thoughts of uncertainty, doubt, any of the hindrances may show. And we can note them and let them move through. Ah, not peace. Come back to body and breathing. This is peace. Or if they're really quite repetitive and troubling, powerful, we can take a little more time for any of them. From a very grounded place, engage in a rain practice. So name what the experience is. Oh, this is restlessness and worry. Recognize, okay, I'm going to allow you here, allow you in, and investigate. Show me what it's like. This aversion, this restlessness, whatever the hindrance. And as we investigate through our mindfulness, through a rain practice, we keep that N of rain alive. It's not always the same, not always so. Indeed, this is nature rolling on. Naturally. And that opens the heart into nurturing another N of rain. Compassion, nurturing. So continuing to practice in the silence with your anchor in the breathing, possibly moving into a rain practice from a very grounded place. If you've been engaged in a rain practice, take another minute or so for that. Knowing later in the day you can make notes about it. In another practice, you can return to it as need be. Coming back to body, establishing that nice mountain pose, rooted, planted, grounded, balanced. Nice strong torso, but an open heart, with a big view. And feel into breathing. And resting in the present moment. Through body breathing, this is rest, this is peace. Chuang Tzu wrote, "Rest leads to emptiness, an emptiness that is fullness, a fullness that is completeness. This emptiness gives the soul a tranquility that makes all actions effective." Really feeling into this present moment of peace. This is rest. This is the source of tranquility. Conditions for peace. Peaceful feelings, peaceful actions, peaceful living. resolving to take any benefits from this practice into our hearts for ourselves, that it may extend outwards for others. Peace for us and peace for others.